Well, Luke made us change our outfits again. Apparently, I don't know. We're trying to look better, but I guess it's not up to his standards.
He's the fucking fashion police. Like
fashion Nazi, more like.
Yeah, I would say fashion Nazi. It's basically, you know, we finish recording the episode and we go out to take a quick little break.
We're excited.
Yeah, it's like, hey, we're about to do the Super Mega Junior, and he goes, now, do you wore those on the podcast?
In that. What the hell? People are actually paying for Super Mega Junior and you're going to wear this?
Yeah, so he forced us to change. He actually, you know, we had to get in his truck and he drove us back to my house, went through my entire wardrobe. Basically, it was also just like each shirt he picked out, he'd go, no, and throw it in like the trash.
He just wanted me in my typical, you know, black shorts and yeah, black tank top look.
Well, that always looks good. Yeah. He made me wear, he recently... I don't know if you saw. I saw him emailing George. Yep, yeah. George Clanton. He was I think he might have struck some deal where George might be paying him, and he's like, Matt needs to wear 100% electronica. So it's a bad brand. It's a shitty brand.
Well, welcome everyone to another episode of Super Mega Junior. You know, the show that is shorter than the podcast, but is pretty much the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
The podcast, but shorter.
Exactly. That's the
junior aspect.
It's the slogan. Super Mega Junior. The podcast, but shorter.
It's not an age range change. It's a length change. For the junior is not equivalent to that of what we think like the age range will be for this secondary podcast. It's just hope, you know, I just hope they can understand.
Yeah, I'm hoping that, you know, there's not people out there where they're like, Super Mega Show, a little too mature for me, but this Super Mega Junior thing sounds, you know, right up my alley. So they pay for the Patreon, and then I would argue that Super Mega Junior is more raunchy, you know, and risque.
And just to dispel any of those rumors that Super Mega Junior is for a younger audience, I'm allowing Luke to share his collection of penis photos he's collected while on the job.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks that he's smart, and since he's not using Google Chrome but using Mozilla, that we won't catch it in his history. But what he doesn't know is that the internet keeps track of everything that you do, not just what's in Google Chrome.
Also
incognito mode does not work.
Nope.
Luke.
Plus, so. not to mention, you know, I don't know how he hasn't caught on to this, but, you know, as employers, he's on our Wi-Fi network, and we can see everything, you know.
And the history.
When you go into incognito mode in Google Chrome or Firefox as well, it says, who can still see my stuff? And one of the things it says is, you know, your employer or whatever may still be able to see. So, yeah. These are the penis pictures Luke's been recently looking at. One of them was a Google Drive link, so it might actually be his penis. But yeah, all right, Luke, you can go ahead and get those off the screen now. But you all right?
Yeah, I feel awful because my diet was very bad this weekend. On Saturday, I had some Papa John's.
Me too.
I had that new crispy pepperoni, the cupperoni shit that they have. It's the pepperoni, except it's extra crispy, so
the edges
curls up, and it tastes pretty good. They do it on, like, New York style, I think, or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah. They use the tiny pepperonis in New York style, don't they?
Mm-hmm. And then yesterday I had some of Johnson's chili.
Love Johnson's chili.
So my body is not happy, and, you know, if I'm going to keep working out, I gotta do a diet to match. Working out is only, like, 10% of the ritual.
Right.
You got to look out for your diet. And I am feeling quite miserable on the inside today.
Really? Those guts are rotten?
Just heartburn and...
Take some Tums.
I feel bloated. Well, I mean, I am bloated.
I don't think so, buddy.
He's just close up. There's like a vein popping out and like sweat pouring down.
I wish being bloated actually worked that way where it wasn't just a feeling, but like when you were bloated, you started to inflate. And like your veins are popping out and your eyes are bulging. Yeah, no, I also had Papa John's on Saturday night.
Did it make you feel like shit when you woke up?
Mm-mm.
Damn.
I don't feel like shit when I wake up unless I...
ate candy.
Candy will do it, but for me, it's not... When I feel like shit when I wake up, it's not really about what I ate. It's more about how hydrated I am, what time I went to bed. And a big thing is, like, if I have consumed marijuana prior to going to bed, I might sleep great, but when I wake up, dude, it's like I'm so fucking foggy.
You're
and
dehydrated.
Just,
like,
I took an edible on Saturday night, and I slept so good because I hadn't slept in like 40 hours because I stayed up all of Friday night to work on some stuff, and then finally I took a half an edible because I'm a little bitch boy when it comes to marijuana, and it's very strong. I took 5 milligrams, and it put me on my ass, and I slept so good, solid. But I woke up at 3 p.m. the next day, just absolutely like I couldn't even get out of bed. It was terrible. What are you doing?
What is this?
What the? Luke chose these. Luke made me, I said, Luke, I don't want to wear fucking leopard print, cheetah print, whatever it is. And he goes, no, you're going to wear it. It's fashionable. And I said,
You might be, if you wear those out and about, you might be considered.
I think Luke's setting me up.
A little
bit of this.
Like you're a.
Yeah.
Zoophile.
Exactly. And Luke, I think that's kind of what he wants.
I always see animals going into his place, but I don't see them come out. I will say that.
Just like a jungle cat strolling into his front door, and it's like a normal thing. I always see animals just going in.
But never coming out.
Like a beautiful macaw parrot flying in.
Well, since this is on Patreon, let's give people a little bit of behind-the-scenes fun. Like, we just saw the first cut of a new male video that y'all will be hopefully viewing within the week.
Yeah.
Within a week.
Here, Luke, put 5 seconds in.
Ah, get me out of this thing!
You're gonna pull me down with you.
Get me out of this thing! I'm scared! Hey, get me out!
It's fine.
I'm serious, get me out!
You gotta relax and go slow.
Seriously, dude!
Yeah, I'm helping.
Get me the fuck out of this thing!
Jesus, man, fucking chill.
I don't like that, I don't like that at all.
Chill, man, it's fine. You made it harder for yourself. Fucking
that's all you get. But we trusted this with a very talented editor.
Very.
And I think he did a great job. So when it does release, I want everyone that's watching, you know, this Super Mega Junior to show your appreciation for the editor, because he worked his little nuts off.
That's right. He did work his little nuts. Well, actually quite sizable nuts. Yeah. Sent them over Discord to the two of us.
Asked him not to. That was in the contract. Please don't send pictures of nuts.
Well,
but I think he found the loophole, and he's like, I didn't send planters, you know, but.
Yeah. Because, you know, nuts is not technically a term for testicles. It's not like a scientific term.
That's our lawyer's fault. Our lawyer uses somewhat, I would say, immature vocabulary in the contracts, which gets us in a lot of trouble in terms of these loopholes. So
I honestly would think that our lawyer would you know, say do not show us your testicles, but literally in the contract, nuts.
Yeah.
And not even after that. Usually it'll be like testicles, and then in parentheses, you know, like nuts
balls,
you know, spheroids, you know, gonads,
taint area.
But apparently, our lawyer's a dumb jackass, so
whatever.
We got to get a new one. But yeah, great editor. Ryan and I, just before we started recording this, we sat down and we watched the first cut of it, and I was hearing that classic McGee giggle.
And the editor said something to you that I noticed, or like that was just apparent while watching. It's just the stuff that doesn't require an edit, that you wouldn't think to add an edit. There's a lot of little details that I appreciate that they added.
And I'll be honest, this was actually kind of a tough first male video, I think, because this you'll see on Patreon soon in the extended cut, but we didn't get anything necessarily like super crazy in this one. And I would say that, I mean, no, we got the best. No, it doesn't mean the stuff's not good. No, it just means we didn't get anything like
a diamond.
Exactly,
like a TV made out of gold. You know, we didn't get stuff like that.
So there's you put it the best. You said there's mailroom episodes where the mail carries it because it's based more off of our reaction to something crazy in the mail. And then there's ones where it's the mail is more
supplementary.
Supplementary, and you and I have to kind of carry it. And this was one of those ones where you and I had to, you know, just do a lot of
there
bits.
A lot of bits.
So this was kind of a trickier one, I would say, to be as like a first edit, but did a great freaking job.
And some other behind the scenes, so you know, there's somewhat communication with those that are, you know, paying a little extra. Not saying this will be every week, you'll get an update on the goings on, but I like showing off what we're doing every now and then.
Me too.
For instance, that surf or that whatever that surfing sketch, quote unquote. That,
hey, that's the first time people know it's about surfing.
I feel like they could get the context.
Yeah.
That we were filming. The thing is, we don't have a full crew on call 24/7. We don't have like the super mega crew. It is Matt and I, and then Luke here at the office that helps us with merch and
clothes.
Other stuff. But in terms of shooting stuff, it's Matt and I and Tucker.
Right.
And Tucker is not employed by us. He is he's freelance, so he does his own thing. So we can't just take him all the time.
Well, we don't pay him.
We can't be selfish with Tucker. But right now, we're just waiting on some footage with Tucker so we can begin cutting that down. But as y'all noticed, we released a new sketch that coincides with 420.
That's right.
We have another idea that we might film this week if we have time.
Right.
Yeah.
And we have a couple. Hey, if you guys have any sketch ideas, leave them below in the comments.
So we know what to stay away from.
Exactly. We actually did it at one point. I thought it would be a funny idea if we have fans submit sketch scripts to us. And we
act them out.
We choose the worst ones, and then we have to shoot and act them out and do the whole thing.
Like on a green screen?
Or just an actual, like, we go out on location and shoot. That might be a fun series.
The only problem is most of our fans are just unfunny.
Well, that's the whole point.
Yeah.
You know, you want it to be bad, and we have to try to make it good. I like.
But then if it's not good, and then it's just bad sketch comedy, and then we get the rap for it.
No. We'll frame it as a series where it's like our fans wrote these sketches for us.
So it's purposely bad.
Exactly.
So if you don't enjoy it, that's the point.
And we'll put the fans' username or whatever for credit so people can go
like
get mad at them and
like
say
ironic music or ironic whatever the fuck. It's bad on purpose.
Exactly. And then people can.
So if you complain about it, you're an idiot.
You're an idiot. You don't get the joke.
Yeah,
you know?
You're not smart enough to understand the humor.
I have seen on our new 420 sketch, I've seen quite a few comments, actually lengthy ones, that I guess think that it's fully serious. And they're like, marijuana is much healthier than cigarettes. The amount of cigarettes the amount of chemicals that they put in cigarettes, and you're saying that that's healthier than marijuana? So, a lot of smart ones out there.
You, I guess my question then would be like, then what do you think is the joke of this Comedy Channel's comedy sketch?
It's not comedy. It's real. It's a real PSA from 1996. Ooh, I saw another one flaming us for 1996. If you guys actually knew anything, you would know that 1996, the dangers of marijuana was well known by then. You're framing something, a mindset more from the 1960s as 1996. So, sorry. Try again.
I'm going to be honest. Growing up in South Carolina, our education system still treated marijuana like it was heroin.
Still does.
So, yeah. I mean,
in 2024.
I don't know. I don't go to as many high schools as Matt does. But
yeah.
I don't know what the education system is like anymore.
Well, it's more of a middle school thing. When I go to middle schools, that's,
well,
you know.
Middle school fling.
Well, I don't want to talk
about
it. No,
I'm a middle school teacher. I'm not trying to.
Yeah. Right. But I, you know, it's, I do hang out with a lot of middle schoolers.
Sorry. I just remembered. Because we used to, our old office used to be near like a middle school.
Elementary school.
And we would always, because it was an easy walk, we'd walk there because there was a Pokemon gym for Pokemon Go.
Yeah, there was a Pokestop
gym. While the kids were in, obviously like you could tell like the kids would put their Pokemon in there during recess or something. But we would just come by and decimate them.
Oh, yeah.
We always pictured like there would be a kid in class seeing like shit. Can I go to the bathroom?
It was you, me, and Johnson would take a little walk, and there would be the gym with all the kids' Pokemon. Dude, they had some pretty good ones in there too. I was surprised.
But we wiped them out every single time.
Well, what I loved was
and then you just stay there for days, essentially.
Yeah. Not at the school, but the gym.
Our Pokemon would stay at the school.
There was a teacher's. No, I remember what I did. I named one of my Pokemon. I went on the school's website. I found one of the teacher's names, and I named one of my Pokemon the teacher's name, like Miss Whatever, and I put it in the gym. So I'm sure kids saw it, and they were like, she plays Pokemon Go?
You're the coolest teacher I've ever met.
I probably gave her some cred, you know, some street cred. But, yeah, I mean, it also is just funny because it was almost like clockwork every day. These three grown men show up outside of this elementary school, and they're all just kind of standing around on their phones, just, what? Where are you going? I think he had a little bit of vomit in his mouth, guys. So, I guess it's the Matt Show now. How's everyone doing on this fine day? You know, are you, I was going to say on this Monday, but you might be watching this on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. I don't know. Maybe you're watching this at nighttime. So this day doesn't even apply. What was that? Were you spitting out teeth?
Just some stuff. Yeah. Also, for those who are, everyone on the Patreon is probably aware of this, but we did our 420 sale. It's still going on. Here are the items you can get. Some of them are getting sold out pretty quickly.
Yeah, Luke.
No more hats, right?
Luke, turn on the opacity on the ones that are sold out so people can see just what's left. And the Cigarilla shirts are getting pretty close. Yep. But the devil's lettuce shirts, there's still plenty of those in stock.
I'm surprised people aren't wanting. I guess this would be a good time to ask, why?
Why are those not selling as well as everything else? Because when we designed that shirt, we were like, this one will probably sell out first because it's black and the design is very, very cute and simple and cool.
We thought less people would get the because in the past with 420 stuff, the ashtrays weren't really big sellers.
It was, no.
And usually what we see as sellers, people really like black t-shirts in our fan base.
Well, black
so
t-shirts.
So we thought, why not give them a version of the ashtray that's on a shirt and it's black? The devil baby is green. The shirt is black.
I'm kind of curious. I wonder if it would have sold better if I had included the text
that was
on the ashtray, the Super Mega Home Goods. I wonder.
We could go back in time. What are y'all's thoughts on this 420 drop? You know, just you know, was it my thing?
Well, I saw people.
Weed stuff is never my thing. It's kind of cringe.
Right.
I mean, it's a 420 sale, so I mean,
well, this
nothing
is not
we can
cringe.
Really do about
this is
that.
Anti-weed stuff.
Yeah, it's anti-weed. This is pro cigarette. Well, at least Cigarella.
Yeah,
which is one of my favorite shirts we've ever produced.
Me
if
too.
If not my favorite shirt we've produced, I think no, 100% my favorite shirt we've produced for 420.
Yeah, the Cigarella shirt is epic, and it's also the first time we've done a back to a shirt. I think because we've kind of strayed away from that because it's a whole process. But these Cigarella shirts also are the most expensive to produce shirt we've ever done. That's kind of why we had to up the price on these ones a little bit, because it's front and back. And then, you know, we also, it's a good blank, but we also had to pay extra to get all the shirts pre-treated, because the type of print that this shirt is, if you just print it on the shirt normally, the colors aren't going to be as vibrant as the regular design, but we could pay a couple bucks extra per shirt and get them pre-treated, so then the colors are more pop. They pop more. They're crisper, so we wanted to make sure that the shirt was epic. So did that, and then basically that shirt's pretty dope. But the Devil's Lettuce shirt, I love that shirt. I think it's sick. I feel like it didn't sell as well because I feel like a lot of people are gonna buy just one shirt. They're not gonna buy both, and I feel like the Cigarilla one is just so much. It's got so much more to offer, you know. And I feel like people, if they have to choose one, they're going to go for that one first. But I think once the Cigarilla one sells out, people are going to start going for it. Guys, if you're a patron, you're watching this, please go buy a Devil's Lettuce shirt. It's the artist that designed the baby, he has been crying. He has been suffering because it's been selling less.
And if you guys have any, like, because we're always looking to our audience to see what y'all would like out of merch. If y'all have any suggestions of more so like what you would like to see in future merch drops, if you like the t-shirts, that's, you know, if, what kind of t-shirt, if you want tank tops, if you want whatever the fuck you'd want for like a summer sale,
just pocketed tees.
Yeah, if you have any ideas, we're open and happy to hear them out.
Beanies,
because y'all's voice means a lot more than your average Joe, because you pay money
exactly
to I guess watch this first, and you just support us a lot more than your average Joe. Not to dissuade any average Joes from supporting us in general. I mean, they support us with their views, of course, and their hearts and the warmth that they provide our hearts as well. But
yeah, it's just something we say.
Yeah, it's just age old. But if there's anything that y'all would like to see us tackle in terms of merch, like a super mega version of this or whatever, or actually, if there's something in the past that you liked, not necessarily to bring it back, but just to kind of like around that area, like
a spiritual successor.
Yeah, I want to hear what are y'all looking for when it comes to merch drops. I would love to know,
because you know we have our own ideas of what would be cool merch to drop, but at the same time we also want to know what our viewer base, what they want. Also, I did see some people saying that, you know, it's like, oh, this 420 drop, just, you know, it wasn't as good as the other ones. It was smaller, and you know, it's because before we had a big company that could handle huge quantities and get a whole bunch of things made, you know, basically producing the stuff and shipping it for us. So all we really had to do was to, like, approve designs, and then they do the rest. Now, we, you know, the three of us do all of it. So it's like
we have to pay up front for all the merch.
Yep. We have to source people to make the merch. We have to test the stuff to make sure it's good quality, which I always want to make sure that, you know, we always want to see it in real life before we get it, so we know it's good quality.
The hats are sold out, right?
Hats are sold out.
Those are my favorite. That was my favorite thing in the drop.
Me too. That and the cigarilla. I mean, that and the devil's lettuce t-shirt.
The devil's lettuce t-shirt is by far the best thing in the shop.
But
we've only sold about five of those devil baby shirts.
There's five, and we ordered a lot, so we need, guys, come on. We're already in the hole. But yeah, you know, because it's just us, quantities are smaller because we're the ones packing all the orders. We're the ones shipping all the orders.
And we got to make sure when we're just, like, getting everything. We're still, even though we've been back for a good bit of time, we went a while without making money while we were still having to spend money. And so we can't go into the negative in our bank account, obviously. So we're all, the quantity also has to do with just getting everything up and running again.
Right. And, you know, we went about, you know, over half a year without making any. The only income that was coming in was the people that continued to support us, and it meant the world. But that amount was going straight towards the rent for this office.
Well, rent, and, like, there's, you know, we were getting stuff set up. You have to buy a bunch of stuff for the office. So we're not at the point where we're hoarding our wealth just yet.
Not yet.
We'll be in those Taylor Swift private jets within the year, hopefully. But
yeah. But it, you know, it's really the merch is really helping us out, and your support really helps us out. Because, you know, our bank account, it's seen better days. The company and our personal bank accounts have seen better days. But hopefully, through hard work and perseverance.
It pisses me off because usually I was able to get a flight to Orlando, Florida, plus the VIP access ticket for the Disney World Extravaganza Star Wars experience, which is our favorite experience.
Yeah.
We were able to do that at least like 2 to 3 times a month. And now we can barely afford a regular ticket to Disneyland for you know, Matt, Luke, and I. And we would just really like to get the Extravaganza Star Wars experience at Disney World again.
We can't even upgrade to Fast Passes, no. Guys.
Well, they did away with Fast Passes, and now it's just like the Genie.
Yeah, I did that once.
Whatever the fuck that is.
It's like on your phone.
And you reserve your Fast Pass, which is a neat idea.
I liked it.
It allows you to plan your day out.
I thought that it was a pretty good system. I liked it better than the Fast Pass system.
Yeah.
And I liked, you know, you could select like maybe three at a time, and then it would tell you like, hey, head on over to this ride, it's your turn. But the lines were still just as long as it was with fast passes. But you know, that's my Disneyland review. Yeah. But again, thank you guys so much for the support. Whether you buy merch, whether you don't, just being here on our little Patreon page and watching, that's enough.
Especially watching episodes like this podcast, this smaller podcast, which is unfortunately coming to an end. This episode is not the podcast,
God, dude.
But this
scared
episode,
me.
Yeah, there's more work to do, and we best get to it.
We do. We got a lot of work this week.
So we appreciate all of y'all's support. The people who have subscribed to the new sticker tier and the executive producer tier.
Oh yeah,
even those that are just doing the $5 tier. And I don't mean to misuse the word just. Yeah, any form of support, even if it's just sharing our videos to your friends, is more than enough and makes us joyous.
Yeah.
So we thank you guys for sticking with us and sticking around, and we hope that we can continue to provide you guys what we've been providing you, which is more consistent, high-quality live-action content, as well as a more high-quality channel presence. Yes, sir?
Speaking of stick in with us. No.
Sorry.
If you are a member of Tier 2 or Tier 3, this month's sticker, show it, Luke, you get this little 420-themed bumper sticker.
Sorry, I was confused because I thought you were almost going to do next month's sticker, and I was like, stickers, you mean?
Yeah, next month is three stickers, but this month is one big one, bumper sticker.
Can you tell me at least what one of those stickers is?
One of those stickers is shiny and metallic.
Yay!
That's right.
And we'll
show them off.
We'll always show off the stickers at the beginning of the month, I'm guessing.
Yeah. And you have, you know, if you're like the $5 tier, you have until the end of April to upgrade it if you want to receive that sticker.
Stickers do not ship out until the first of the next month because we want to make sure that we get everyone who's subscribed in April the sticker that they deserve. Because
if you sign up, you know, it's like if we got the cutoff date in the middle of the month, I mean, you sign up for the tier April 19th, you're going to be like, where's my sticker?
Yeah.
So you have the whole month, and then they ship out the next month. So the 420 bumper stickers start shipping May 1st, and then May's 3 sticker pack will start shipping June 1st, and so on and so forth. But sorry, we don't mean to make this a whole advertisement, because you're already here. We just like talking about the process. Hey, put that away.
Goodbye.